Perhaps you've seen them on the highways, silver alerts. It can be frightening when a person with Alzheimer's disease disappears.
It's estimated to be around 60% of the people with Alzheimer's or dementia may wander at some point.
Beth Kallmeyer with the Alzheimer's Association says some caregivers track movements with GPS in a car. A New Jersey company has taken the next logical step.
The original concept was for runners, and then it became, well, what about people with dementia or Alzheimer's, people who wander and get lost?
Teaneck Atrex Worldwide has developed the GPS shoe. President Evan Schwartz.
So the GPS unit is basically buried in the heel of the shoe, and then the antennas run up the back of the shoe into this counter right here, and then the USB port is in the back as well.
The battery can last for a couple of days, $299 for the shoes, $34 to $39 per month for the monitoring. You create a perimeter.
So say your house is the central spot, and the geofence is just the neighborhood. The moment the person crosses that geofence, it sends a signal to your cell phone, your smartphone, your computer saying, your loved one has crossed the geofence, and now we're tracking every 10 minutes, ping, ping, ping to the satellites. You get updates. You can then go online, use your smartphone to see where they are at all times.
He says the GPS shoe provides peace of mind during a trying time, and it might have additional applications.
We need to get the device a little bit smaller, but we can get into children's shoes. There's performance athletes who do long distance running. I think there's military applications if we can get it small enough to go into boots.
In Teaneck, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. It's estimated that 60% of Alzheimer's patients wander.
Maybe trying to go to work. They may be trying to fulfill some former obligation. Sometimes we have people say to us, their families say that the person kept saying, I want to go home, but they were already home.
Beth Kallmeyer with the Alzheimer's Association says they try to help families develop safety plans.
We have another program called Alzheimer's Association Comfort Zone, and that program uses GPS and cellular technology to track where the person is in a car.
I drive Route 4 almost every single day, and I can't tell you how many days I see the silver alert. It's a silver alert, license plate, silver Camry.
So Evan Schwartz, president of Atrex Footwear and Teaneck, started to wonder, what if they put the GPS in shoes?
We've had some families and we've done our own testing where we've, taken it around Bergen County in New Jersey, and we've traveled with it. We've done tests out in California, across the country.
In the heel of the shoe, a GPS unit, a battery, antenna, and USB port for charging. Every 10 minutes, it sends a signal to a satellite.
When you do the 10-minute pings and you see it on a map, you realize it's what we call breadcrumbs. So basically, if you were to pull up a Google map, you would see that every 10 minutes is a substantial amount of breadcrumbs, and you can pretty much pinpoint that person pretty accurately.
Caregivers can keep track with a computer or a smartphone.
You will get an alert saying battery's too low. You'll get an alert saying that this person has crossed the geofence.
He believes GPS shoes could also be made for children, endurance athletes, and the military. In Teaneck, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.